A recent award for scientific research at Vanderbilt University was given to someone who doesn't even go there. High school senior Alex Jolly was recently named a national semifinalist in the Intel Science Talent Search for his work in a Vanderbilt chemistry lab. WPLN's Emily Siner talked to Jolly and the professor he worked with about getting involved in science at a young age.
Professor Brian Bachman's lab is in the business of drug discovery. They're researching bacteria found in Middle Tennessee caves to see if they can be used to create new compounds.
We know from looking at the blueprints of these organisms that they have enormous potential, that they might be making 20 or 30 different molecules that might be drugs. What we don't know is how to get them to turn on and read those blueprints.
That's where Alex Jolly came in.
I am currently a senior at Hillsborough High School.
He takes science electives at Vanderbilt and was placed in Bachman's lab last summer.
I had started out with numerous amount of soil samples to choose from that had been extracted from various caves.
He isolated the bacteria from the soil and then manipulated them to see what kind of compounds they created. He was able to turn on some interesting ones.
There wasn't the, I guess, stereotypical eureka moment that most people think of. I don't know. You never really stop learning about them and researching.
The methods that he applied are some of the very first times they've ever been applied to cave organisms, so in that way they were completely groundbreaking.
I had never before dealt with anything really in this field, and so it was frightening and exciting at the same time.
It's extremely exciting when young people express interest in science. It's actually more rare than you might think.
Bachman himself was another rare one. He also worked in a research lab back in high school.
That was a really massively impactful experience for me at that young age. And the point is to let them into this environment and let them go free and let them go crazy and see what they do.
And that philosophy seemed to work well on Jolly. He's planning to major in the sciences when he goes off to college this fall. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.